Blog Talk Radio.
Stevie B's Media Production is a part of the Shellcaster Network.
The proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ by members of the Churches of Christ. With your host, Stevie R. Butler. You're listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show.
You are my protector and you are my provider and my deliverer. There's no other help I know. You are my protector and you are my provider and my deliverer.
You're listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show.
Good evening, wherever you are in the world listening to this radio broadcast. Stevie B Media Production presents What a Word from the Lord radio show. I'm your host, Stevie R. Butler, and this radio show is being broadcast from Stevie B Media Production Studio in the great state of North Carolina. Ladies and gentlemen, we are just grateful for the privilege to be able to bring you a program where we as Christians and members of the Churches of Christ can share our faith and preach and teach the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ on a weekly basis. If you'd like to contact us while we're on the air this evening, just give me a call to the live show at 713-955-0508. If you have any questions for any of my special guests or my co-hosts on this radio show, you can send me your emails to my new email address, butlersteve1009@yahoo.com, or you can give me a call at Stevie B. Mid Production Studio at 910-491-6405. Now, again, this program is brought to you by members of the Churches of Christ, and if you need any assistance in locating a congregation in your area, please feel free to contact us. Now, folks, get out your Bibles and study along with us here on What a Word from the Lord radio show.
You're listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show.
Before we go into our program for this evening, I would ask that you would bow with me in a word of prayer that we may thank God for this opportunity. Our most kind, gracious, loving Heavenly Father, the Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for allowing us to go through the various activities of the day and placing it on our hearts that we are on this broadcast and we are prepared now to present a portion of your holy and divine word. Father, we pray that you will be with my special guest speaker, C.W. Burris, and my co-host, Luke Gilbert, as they break unto us the bread of life. We also ask your blessings upon all those who are listening into this radio show, whether it be through Blog Talk Radio or as well as through social media. We pray that they may listen well and that they may consider their eternal stance before you and that their hearts may be pricked. And it will cause them to ask the question, what must I do to be saved? Father, we thank you so much for sending your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We're just so grateful for his precious sacrifice on Calvary's cross. For without such a sacrifice, we would not have a hope of eternal life. Father, even now, we ask that you would forgive us for the transgressions of our own heart. We know our flesh is weak, and we often fall short of your will. Father, we pray that you'll continue to bless us and keep us and love us all the days of our lives. And if we have been faithful until death, Father, we pray that you will save us. For it's in Christ's name we do ask it all. Amen.
You're listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to the broadcast this evening. In the first segment, my special guest speaker is C.W. Burris. He serves with the Wooden Boulevard Church of Christ there in Dallas, Texas. He'll be making his proclamation of the gospel of Christ. And in the second segment, I don't have a guest now in the Community Corner, so we won't have the Community Corner on the show this evening. But in the last segment, my co-host, Lou Gilbert, he serves as the evangelist for the Overbrook Park Church of Christ there in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He'll be making his proclamation of the gospel of Christ to close out the show. So open up your Bibles and open your minds, and let's have a great show. After the break, the next voice you hear will be that of my special guest speaker, C.W. Burris. Enjoy the show.
You're listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show.
And if you miss me from singing,
sing it.
And you can't find me nowhere,
nowhere.
Come on up to glory,
glory.
I'll be singing the
best.
Yes, I will. And I know the Lord, he will greet me over yonder,
over
on the other shore. To glory,
glory,
I'll be praising the
best.
Heard a minister say to the other day, Lord.
Over on the other shore,
way over yonder.
Christmas is singing. You can't find me nowhere. Come on up to glory. I'll be singing a
faith.
Yes, I will. And I know the Lord. He will greet me. Come on up to glory. I'll be praising up there. I'll be praising up there.
I'll be praising up there.
Down on my knees, down on my knees, Lord. I'll be praising up there.
Listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show. Give your attention to the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Now my special guest speaker, C.W. Burris, and his subject, Watchmen, What of the Night.
Good evening, my friends and radio audience. It's always indeed a pleasure to have the opportunity to expound on the words of our Lord, which is able to save men's souls. In Romans 15 and 4, the Bible says that whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. And with this thought in mind, I call your attention to Isaiah, the 21st chapter, verses 11 and verse 12. And the Bible says, the burden of Duma, he calleth to me out of Seir, and says, Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? The watchman said, the morning cometh, and also the night. If you will inquire, inquire ye, return and come. Friends, with your permission, for just a few moments of your precious time, I'd like to speak with you from the subject, Watchman, oh Watchman, what of the night? And now may the meditations of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in thy sight. For, O Lord, you are our strength and you are our Redeemer. In Christ Jesus' name, we do offer today's lesson. Amen. Bible scholars have attested that the book of Isaiah was written somewhere between 739 B.C. and 681 B.C. And the purpose of the writing is that the prophet Isaiah was primarily called to prophesy to the kingdom of Judah. And during this period, Judah was going through times of revival. and times of rebellion. Judah was threatened with destruction by the Assyrians on the north and the Egyptians on the south, but was spared because of God's providential care and because of God's mercy. In the time of this writing, cities and towns were built and surrounded by high stone walls, and these high stone walls protect the city from attacks from its enemies. And these walls were not only high and thick and wide, but they were so thick as to protect the city from assaults of the enemies, and so wide to allow the guards to patrol around the top of the wall, on foot, on horseback, or in chariots. The watchmen, some mobile and some stationary in towers, were assigned in ships to guard the city. And these ships were segmented into what we call an early watch, beginning at sunrise, the middle watch that followed, and the third or the morning watch that concluded at dawn. And in our lesson today, during the dark hours of night, seemingly as dawn was approaching, Duma, or some other person, called out to the watchman from Seir, asking, "Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, are you okay? Watchman, are there any signs of the enemy approaching? Is everything all right? Watchman, what of the night?" And this question of the inquirer, as identified by Isaiah from nearby Edom, was a common question, but the riddle-like answer of the watchman was not. This event has challenged saints throughout the ages as to the interpretation of this question and answer. What does the writer mean? What is the meaning of this riddle? And if you will, to me, the answer of the morning cometh suggests that the worst of darkness, dangers are passing, and daylight is imminent. But by Isaiah adding the conjunction and also the night, the watchman to me is saying, even though the morning is soon to be, and the night is already close, and there will be an immediate disruption and overshadowing of the light of the morning. Friends, what is night? Sin is night. The world has night. Death has night. Hell has night. The judgment has night. Our government and our society now has night. Sin, corruption, and evil doing, death, chaos, and all kind of dangers are lurking in the night. And if you would allow me, I would be bold enough to say that America is at night. In 2020, we saw and experienced a new pandemic called COVID-19, one of the worst epidemics in America since 1918. The Bible teaches us that there would be such occurrences in the world today. Since 1918, when a new influenza virus emerged, causing a pandemic that killed an estimated of 675 Americans and at least 50 million people worldwide. The flu pandemic of 1918, they say, affected an estimated 5 million people worldwide, about one-third of the then world's population. And in the United States in 2020, with COVID-19, we saw over 300,000 deaths occur due to complications of COVID-19. It is estimated that 192 million people died from COVID-19. And so we too in this 21st century, like the sentinel, have to ask the question, watchman, what of the night? In 2020, during the first months of the year, 164 black men and women were seemingly unjustly killed by police. And like Isaiah, we too inquire from the watchman and we shout, watchman, what of the night? In over 400 years of being lynched, murdered, denied our equal rights and justice, we are forced to confront the question, watchman, what of the night? And the watchman's reply is the same as the prophet Isaiah. The morning cometh, and also the night. In 2020, we saw the death of Breonna Taylor on March 13, 2020, in Louisville, Kentucky. 26-year-old Breonna Taylor was killed laying in her bed by Louisville police when they intentionally lied to the judge and obtained a no-knock warrant, broke down her door, entered her home after midnight on a false warrant, shot her stone cold dead while lying in bed. Wrong house, wrong person. So again, we ask watchmen, what of the night? The watchman's reply is the same as Isaiah. Morning cometh, but also the night. And then in Minneapolis, Minnesota, George Floyd, on May 25th, we saw George Floyd killed before our very eyes by a police officer who kneeled on his neck for at least 8 minutes, unarmed. We ask the question, watchman, oh watchman, what is the night? In Atlanta, Georgia, on June 12th, we saw 27-year-old Rashawn Brooks, who had fallen asleep in his car at a Wendy's drive-thru, killed by an Atlanta police officer. And we asked again, watchman, what of the night? The morning cometh. On December 31st, 2020, at 1 second after midnight, oh, we rejoiced and said, morning is here. The dawn of 2021 has come. We philosophically said, thank God, we made it to a new year. All things have passed and all is made new, for morning has come. However, we soon discovered that morning was soon followed by absolute darkness. On January the 6th, in 2021, a few days ago, we witnessed a sedition, an insurrection, treason, and an attempt to overthrow our democratic government by lies told and amplified by 46 minus one and other officials in high places. We saw a mob of thugs aided by those who took an oath to protect our Constitution, break down the doors and windows of the Capitol building, climbing walls and entering the halls of Congress with armed weapons with the intent to harm and kill our vice president and Congress members, resulting in the death of a police officer whose only crime was serving and protecting. On live TV, we saw injury to other officers begging for their lives on national TV, struck down by thugs who saw call themselves patriots. We heard these same thugs say, let's have a trial by combat, saying get your guns and your ammo because we're coming back to Washington and no army in our police force can stop us. Watchmen, what of the night? The watchman's reply is morning cometh, and also the night. And friends, may I suggest the world in which we live is spiritually and morally dark, and it will get darker. And our task as Christians, as children of light, is to warn men and women of a coming judgment, that if they do not find salvation in Jesus Christ, we as Christians in the Lord's church, we are watchmen over the souls of men and women and of a sin-sick world. And in Ezekiel 3 and verse 17, God told Ezekiel, "Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel, and therefore hear the words at my mouth and give them warning for me." In Acts 20 and 28, we are warned to take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he has purchased with his own blood. Watchman, word of the night. Why, Lord? Because morning comes, and also the night. We are living in a time when physically it is daylight, but it's also night. Morning is a time of day when there is life, there's light of day, and there's work to do. Night is darkness. Night is sin. Night is trouble. Night is death. Sin is rampant, running through the streets like a mad dog, seeking to whom it may destroy. If we die in sin, Jesus says that where I am, you cannot come. So we are forced to pause and say, "Watchman, what of the night?" The watchman's reply is, "Still morning cometh, but also the night." And friends, I stopped by from Dallas, Texas, to tell you that sin is still sin. Right is not wrong. Wrong is not right. Hell is still hot, and it's reserved for those who know not God and obey not his gospel. God made and man and woman to marry, not to marry Adam and Eve, and not Steve and Steve, not Jane and Janet. The earthly church is like a hospital for those who are sick, and some are getting well, and others, because of continuing in sin, may never recover. Heaven is and remains a Christian's eternal home of rest. God is still God, and he changes not, my friends. This earth is not our home, and we are all just aliens passing through on our way to either heaven or to hell. The watchman is still saying, "Morning is coming, and also the night." And three enemies of our soul are yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And yesterday will whisper in our ear and say, "You know you messed up, and you need to get it right." Then today will whisper and say, "Do not worry about it. Do it tomorrow." But tomorrow, my friends, may never come. Are you really right now waiting? All you have is right now. We don't know what tomorrow brings. We don't even know what the next second brings. So all we have to get it right is right now. The watchman's clarion call to each one of us is that morning cometh, and also the night. Morning is a glorious time, for it is a time of joy, a time of happiness, a time of peace. It is a time that saints can sing a new song. It is time when the wicked will cease their troubling and the weary will be at rest. There will be no more sorrow there, no pain and no diseases, no more crying. And the Bible says that God will wipe away all tears. Blessed, happy are the dead who die in the Lord. Henceforth, yes, said the Spirit, for they rest from their labor, and their works follow them. Matthew 7:21-23. Not so for the sinner. And Jesus will say, depart from me. I know ye not, for your work is of iniquity. 1 Corinthians 6:9-10. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetousness, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Well, brother preacher, you told us about heaven, and you told us about hell. I want to go to heaven. I do not want to spend an eternity in hell where the worm dies not. I want heaven. What must I do to be saved? I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you asked that question. First, you must hear the word of God. Hear the gospel, John 5:24-25. And Jesus says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my words and believeth them, him who has sent me, he has eternal life, and cometh not into judgment, but has passed out of death into life. And secondly, you must learn that hearing produces faith, and that is belief. Romans 10:17 says, faith then comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Men and women attain faith through hearing and believing the word of God, which is the gospel. And thirdly, you must repent. In Luke 13:3, Jesus says, unless you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. In Acts 2, Peter preaches the first gospel sermon on the day of Pentecost, in which he explains to everyone who Jesus is and the horrific crime that they had committed in putting him to death. In verse 37, now when the people heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said unto them, repent. Again in Acts 3:19, Peter says, repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. When the time the refreshment shall come from the presence of our Lord. And fourthly, you must confess. Confess that sweetest name that can be uttered on finite tongue, and that is the name Jesus the Christ, that he is Lord and he is Savior. Romans 10:8-10 says, but what saith it? The word is nigh unto thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach, that if thou wilt confess with the mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Then finally you are ready, and you must be baptized. Acts 2:36-39. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God had made that same Jesus whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. And now, when the people heard this, in their hearts, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. In Acts 22 and 16, the question is asked and stated, Why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized. Wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. So then baptism washes sins, not a physical washing of the body, but it is our witness to do that which God has commanded us to do. And Peter explains this in 1 Peter 3, verse 20 through 21, when he says, Which sometimes were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls were saved by water, the like figure whereunto even now does also save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Then God will add you to his church, to his spotless church, Acts 2 and 47, not by vote, not by the decisions of men, not by the mourner's bench, not by Christian experience or letter, but God alone adds us to his church. And finally, when we're added to the church, we must live our lives faithfully and loyal in service to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as God has directed. Revelations 2 and 10, the Bible says, Be faithful not until, but even unto death. Being a member of his church, worshiping as the New Testament directs, following the word of God, speaking where the Bible speaks, and being silent where the Bible is silent, living by his word and his word alone, trusting in God to save us as he has promised those who would be faithful to him. And then, my brothers and sisters and friends, we can join hands and sing that old gospel hymn. By and by, when the morning comes, when all of God's saints are gathered home, we are going to tell that story of how we overcome. We might not understand it now, because it's night. But in true morning, we will see clearly as we are seen. And we will then better understand that all by and by. I want you to know this day that I would be afraid not to become a Christian, and I would be ashamed to be afraid. Won't you do it right now while the blood runs warm in your veins? Won't you become a Christian, a child of God, and inherit a heavenly salvation? I've got to ask you, watchman, what of the night? My watchman's ply is still the same as it was centuries ago, and that is morning cometh, and also the night. And if you die in your sins, and Jesus says that where I am, you cannot come. Won't you come today and put on Christ? Won't you come today and become a member of his church, a church that was bought by the precious blood of Jesus, not by hog maws or chitlins or fried chicken and peas and rice and beans, but by the precious blood of Jesus. The Spirit and the bride says, Come. And he who is athirst, oh, let him come. Let them come and drink freely of the water of life. friends, and fellow travelers to the grave, won't you heed the calling today? Oh, yes, morning cometh, but also the night. If I were you, I would get in the ark. There's safety in the ark. There's salvation in the ark. There's morning in the ark. Won't you come today? Won't you come right now? Won't you become a member of the Lord's church, the church of Christ that he built? Won't you come? Come right now. God bless you.
You're listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show.
Is your congregation in need of lending for a building or expansion project? As your partner and advocate, Diversified Financial Network will take the time to understand your unique situation and develop a financing solution that meets your specific needs. It's an exciting time for your congregation, and what you need is a company with expertise in church financing early in the process. Call us today at 1-866-513-6665. Or visit us at www.diversifiedfinancegroup.com.
These are the announcements for the events and activities in the Churches of Christ. If you'd like to have your events or activities announced on this radio broadcast, please contact me at ABB Media Production Studio at 910-491-6405. Or send me your emails to my new email address, butlersteve1009@yahoo.com. Due to the coronavirus pandemic outbreak, I will not be making any public announcements until further notice regarding any public assemblies or meetings. But I will be making announcements regarding the events and activities on social media. On Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, there'll be a nationwide gospel call that's being sponsored by the Church of Christ in Highland Heights from Houston, Texas. And the telephone number to this call is 857-216-6700. And the access code is 328-497. This nationwide outreach is for those who are not members of the Churches of Christ, and the speakers will be presenting a basic salvation message, them to learn what they must do in order to be saved, as well as information regarding the Churches of Christ. In addition, it is intended to edify and strengthen the faith of those who are Christians. On Tuesday evening, the Del Crest Church of Christ in San Antonio, Texas presents the Women's Virtual Bible Class at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on www.zoom.com, and the class ID number is 821-3692-8262. On Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Church of Christ Ministers presents the virtual sermon series 101 in the theme of Timeless Truths and Truthless Times, live on Facebook and on YouTube, and the YouTube channel is Somebody Must Come Preaching. And for more information, just contact the Arlington Road Church of Christ at www.arlingtonroadcoc.com and Hilltop Church of Christ at www.hilltopcoc.org. Daily at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, there's the Ladies in Christ prayer line hosted by the Church of Christ in Lafayette, Louisiana. And the telephone number to this prayer line is 605-472-5203. And the access code is 514-859. My co-host Steve Cordo on the Gospel Light radio show that airs on Thursday night from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time has a new book entitled God, Grace, and You. And you can order this book from the 21st Century Christian Catalog. And just a program reminder, Steve with Media Production presents, we're airing live shows here on Blog Talk Radio. And the telephone number to the live show is 713-955-0508. Or you can type in your search bar, www.blogtalkradio.com/Gospel Light Radio Show. on Monday, the first Monday of the month, the Gospel Light Radio Show. I'm hosting a live show, the Gospel Light Radio Show Special Edition. And that show will air from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And the next scheduled special edition is on February the 4th. And my speaker will be my co-host, Dr. Frank Washington, from the West Broward Church of Christ there in Plantation, Florida. He'll be making his proclamation of the Gospel of Christ on that broadcast. And then on Tuesday evening, I'll be hosting a live show, What a Word from the Lord radio show. This show will air from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And each week I have a guest speaker from the Brotherhood of the Church of Christ who will be presenting a lesson from the Word of God. And we also have the Community Corner segment. That segment is designed for small business owners and entrepreneurs who have products and services for our community. But I did not have a guest scheduled for tonight's show. Also have a free co-host on this radio show, Lou Gilbert. He serves as the evangelist for Overbrook Park Church of Christ there in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And my newest co-host, Shauna Older, she's with the Grayway Church of Christ there in Mid-Tennessee, in Nashville, Tennessee. First segment is the Mid-Tennessee Sprinkles Hour of Power. And that show, that segment will air every third Tuesday of the month. So they will be on the broadcast on next Tuesday night show. And they will be on the air at the top of the hour at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also my newest co-host is Isa Mullins. He serves at the Helen Street Church of Christ here in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And then on Thursday evening each week from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, I'll be hosting a live show, the Gospel Light Radio Show. And I have eight co-hosts on that show who will be presenting lessons from the Word of God. And each week I have two of my co-hosts on the air with me. I'm also taking questions from my Shouted Out platform on social media, Facebook, that I'll be posing to one of my co-hosts on that live show. And then on Friday night, I have a new time on Friday night from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'll be hosting a live show, Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast Radio Show. And on that broadcast, I'm playing some of the world's greatest acapella gospel music artists, the Sweet Sounds of Voices. Every first Friday of the month, we're interviewing the artists that we're playing on this show. And my next scheduled interview will be on February the 5th. I'll be interviewing Janet Emerson. She's the core director for the group Praise Unlimited. And on this Friday night show, I'll be counting down my top 20 acapella gospel song for the month of January. That will be a new list that I'll be counting down for the year 2021. And on January the 22nd, my special guest on that show will be Neil Purpose from Charlotte, North Carolina. We'll be debuting a new EP entitled Genesis on that broadcast. And then on January the 29th, I'll be doing a marathon show for Ricky Lawler. Ricky Lawler from Longview, Texas. And on that show, I'll just be playing Ricky's music for the entire show. My on-demand episodes, if you can't catch any of these live shows, or if you're getting your favorite podcast from, there's just a variety of musical platforms that you can listen to these shows on. But I just want to give you a few of the major ones where you can hear all of these on-demand episodes at your leisure. Spotify, Apple, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, YouTube, and just to name a few. I'd like to give a shout out to all of my sponsors who are sponsoring these radio shows. I have a new sponsorship manager now. Her name is Michelle Marco. She lives in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And her number is 954-687-4705 if you would like to be a sponsor for these radio shows. My sponsor, Sharon Norwood, she lives in Chicago, Illinois. Her company is called Organo. Her slogan is a health product for healthy living. Certainly appreciate her. And my sponsor, Bethesda Memorial, Funeral Director Crematory Services out of DeSoto, Texas. Certainly appreciate them for sponsoring our radio show. And my sponsor, Stanley Phillips. He's the owner of A Touch of Glass Pearl in Little Rock, Arkansas. Certainly appreciate him. And my sponsor, Cheryl Mirage, she lives in Charlotte, North Carolina. She's with the Compassionate Haiti Leaders. Been serving Northern Haiti for 20 plus years. May invite you to become a part of something greater than yourselves. Please visit and donate to Haiti at www.compassionatehaitileader.faith. And my sponsor, Yvonne Blazing Cracker Dude from Nashville, Tennessee. certainly appreciate her. And my sponsor, Diversified Financial Network, LLC, out of Dallas, Texas, certainly appreciate the owner, Mark and Charlotte Carroll. And my sponsor, Melvin Jackson from High Point, North Carolina, and Marquise Hallman from Charlotte, North Carolina. Their company is called Unique Transportation Auto Car Hallman out of Charlotte, North Carolina. And my sponsor, Stephanie Booker Wilson from Greensboro, North Carolina. Her company is called Stephanie Songs Booker Studio. Certainly appreciate her as well. And Ordained Faith Publishing from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Certainly appreciate them. The three E's of Stephen B's Media Production, it is the objective of this broadcast. We want to educate, we want to edify, we want to encourage you in the study of God's Word. And that will conclude our program announcements. You're listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show. Stay tuned.
You're listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show.
It's not about me.
It's not about me.
It's not about you.
It's not about you.
It's not about them.
It's not about them.
But it's all about him.
But it's all about him.
It's not about me.
It's not about me.
It's not about you.
It's not about you.
It's not about them.
It's not about them.
But it's all about him.
But it's all about him.
It's not about me.
It's not about me.
It's not about you.
It's not about you.
It's not about them.
It's not about them.
But it's all about him.
But it's all about him.
It's not about me.
It's not about
me. Oh no, it's not about you. But it's all about him.
But it's all about him.
We wanna elevate our friends.
We wanna elevate our
friends.
And
we wanna give you what is due.
We wanna give you what is due.
Although we owe it all to you.
Although we owe it all to you.
We wanna elevate our friends.
Oh,
all about him.
But it's all about him.
Boom, 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 boom.
It's not about me.
You're listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show. Give your attention to the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Now my co-host Lou Gilbert and his subject, Breaking Barriers, Building Bridges, Becoming Believers.
Amen, amen, amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. I'm glad the Bible says that the redeemed of the Lord say so. I may ask you tonight, has God been good to you? Has God blessed your life? God brought you from perhaps a mighty, mighty long way. We certainly ought to bless his name and thank him tonight. If you're listening to me tonight, you are blessed. God has given us the ability to stand, sit wherever we are, and for that we're just eternally grateful. I'm thankful once again to have been included on this program. I'm so thankful to our host, Stevie Butler. We're just grateful for his ministry. Long and wide reaching ministry all over this country and through the internet all over the world. And so we're just thankful for him and the blessings upon which God has allowed him to receive. And so we're just thankful for this platform. As stated, I'm Brother Laruna Gilbert, Lou Gilbert from the Overbrook Park Church of Christ in the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That's the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection. We're just so grateful that you're here tonight. We are located at 7630 Woodbine Avenue, again in the city of Philadelphia. During our normal times, that's where we meet. But of course, during this time of pandemic, we are online. And so we encourage you to visit our YouTube page, the Overbrook Park Church of Christ, as well as our Facebook page, again, the Overbrook Park Church of Christ. All of our lessons, Sunday school material, Wednesday night as well, are there on the website as even on the YouTube. So again, we're just grateful that God, even during this pandemic, God has given us the ability to reach the masses for the gospel, with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to turn your attention now to the book of Acts, chapter number 8. Acts chapter number 8, the student of God, the student of God's word is very familiar with this chapter, Acts chapter 8, and beginning at verse 26, and we'll make our way down through the end of the passage. Acts chapter 8. Verse number 26, the Bible says, "And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning, and sitting in his chariot read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired that Philip, he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this: He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Astos, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Thus was a reading of Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 40. My title, as was announced tonight, is Breaking Barriers, Building Bridges, Becoming Believers. Breaking Barriers, Building Bridges, Becoming Believers. There are times in our lives when we experience days of uncertainty. Days when we question our very existence and even doubt our rights and privileges that are duly placed on us. We struggle with feeling worthy of our place in this life, and we allow our value to be determined by others. What others call us becomes more important than who we really are, and how others define us matters more than the intrinsic value placed on our lives by the one who created us. When this happens, it's good to know that God accepts us beyond doubt, and Jesus, God's one and only Son, will step in and rescue our souls from the devil's hell here in this life on earth, as well as in the afterlife. It's good to know that when we make our calling and election sure by setting our hearts to obey the gospel of Christ and actually following through with it, we will have unspeakable joy in our lives that can never be taken away. Even in times of trouble and doubt, we have a place and a person to go to that will bring us joy. The joy, however, only comes when God's people have spent time breaking barriers, building bridges in order to help others become believers. Look at the text with me once again tonight. Breaking barriers. In the immediate context, we find Philip, the evangelist and one of the first servants of the church from Acts chapter 6. We find him preaching the word of God in a successful citywide revival, if you will, in Samaria. And the Bible teaches that they were being saved, they were being baptized, they were coming out of the woodworks, if you will, and obeying the gospel. The Bible says there was great joy in the city, Acts chapter 8, verse number 8. Lives were being changed, and no doubt homes were brought back together. Evil spirits had no chance to stay because there was joy in the city. The whole city was being turned around. Can you imagine, my friends, how great our cities would be if they are filled with joy? And that joy comes from the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. But then the Bible says, but then Philip told to leave the success of this ministry and go south to the desert where he finds this eunuch. This eunuch had a high position. He had a trusted occupation. He was dressed royally and had the top method of transportation. He even had a copy of the sacred scroll. And so even contrary to belief, as an Ethiopian, I believe he was young, gifted, and black. Ethiopians were respected. They were wise. They were much sought after for their integrity and leadership. Yet he was from a place that was far away. His home could qualify as an utter part of the earth, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. No apostle or preacher had been to the land of Ethiopia, and what Philip would do next would change the life of an entire nation. Now, Philip did not hesitate to break the obvious ethnic and stereotypical barriers. Watch this now. But more importantly, he broke the comfort of the location barrier. You know, we need more people like Philip who answered God's call to go to the unfamiliar place, to go to a dry place, that desert, a place that perhaps others would not go. It speaks well of his dedication to follow the Spirit's call and cross a barrier others wouldn't cross. You know, the Bible says that, again, he was talking to this eunuch, this emasculated man. So understand that this eunuch, according to the law of Moses, was someone who while able to worship, he could only worship as far as the outer court of the Gentiles. I don't think it was by chance that they met that day. God was up to something with this eunuch. He came from far away to worship. He could only go so far in worship, and now he meets the gospel preacher. Now he meets the man of God. And so even according to Deuteronomy 23 and verse 1, let's just see the practice that was opposed by Judaism, although it was done in the East. Again, the fact is that while they were able to worship, they could only approach as far as the outer court of the Gentiles. Now, just imagine, friends, if you will, traveling a long way, people coming to worship, or you coming to worship, and because of what you look like, or because of where you came from, you would not be able to go to the other side and go inside the place of worship. Imagine again, if you will, people coming to worship today, and because of what they look like or where they came from, they could only worship on one side of the wall and face the back. So Philip didn't ask questions. He didn't get an attitude. He didn't go the other way. This man needed something. This man came from a far away. This man even perhaps was an outcast. But he followed God's will. He followed God's call and stepped over that barrier. You see, this eunuch, my friends, was in a dry place. He was in a marginalized place. He was in a place that said, you're only somebody because of what others have made you. But in reality, you're really not. Oh, y'all didn't get that. You know, you see, this eunuch was in a dry place. He was in a marginalized place. He could only go so far because of who he was and because of what folks said he was. But what of us today? I wonder, are we willing to cross the cultural and ethnic barriers to bring people to Jesus? Are we willing to cross the barriers to dry places and find people who are in dried up places, people who are dried up socially, economically, educationally, physically, emotionally, people whose lives are like this eunuch? They're seen but not seen. They are looked over. They are looked through. They are only allowed to go to a certain spot, and then they have to stop because of who they are and what they are called. You know, even as a people, I believe, African-American people, sometimes, you know, we can certainly understand the pain and grief of not being able to enter the house the same way others did. We can identify with being not being included. We can feel for those who are marginalized and left out, because many times we are marginalized and left out. We should be the last people to bar anyone who wants to learn, especially about Jesus, from our assembly. One of the challenges that we as a nation are currently facing is a desire to build walls and barriers to keep others out and be exclusive to those that Jesus died for. You see, Jesus, my friends, died for the whole world, not just those on this side of the pond. It perpetuates the false notion that God accepts some, but not all. But I think Peter stated it well in Acts chapter 10, around verse number 34. He said, "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted unto him." And so not only did he break down that barrier of approaching Philip, he was able to build a bridge with the word of God. Now, in the text, we see him once again starting with the same scripture. We know that scripture to be Isaiah chapter 53 and teaching Jesus. He allowed Jesus to be the bridge, the word of God. You know, with God's word, he was able to bridge the gap from where he was to where he needed to be. You see, the eunuch again was at the place where he needed help to get from his present state of confusion to the place where he could find real joy. He was confused when he read the text and he wanted to know, who was this man talking about? Was he talking about himself or somebody else? And we find that he had no real joy because he was confused. He had been to worship, but yet he had no joy. Come on now. He had sacrificed his time and traveled a long way, but yet he had no joy. He had come in contact even with other disciples like him, but yet he had no joy. He was an official, but he had no joy. He was a man of wealth, but he had no joy. He was a man under authority, but he had no joy. He was a man with authority, but he had no joy. He was a trusted man, but he had no joy. How many of you all know that you can have all the success in the world materially and yet have no joy? We saw up in the early part of the chapter that there was great joy in that city, and that great joy in that city only came when folk began to understand and learn who Jesus was and apply that knowledge to their lives. How many of you can understand that you may look the part tonight? You might drive in style tonight. You might have a crew to walk with tonight, but until you have a relationship with Jesus, you can be like this eunuch sitting on the side of the road of life, scratching your head, wondering what's happening and what is being talked about, until somebody comes along and asks you the question, do you understand? And if you're honest, you say, no, I don't understand. I need some help because I want joy. And so he had to find the bridge to a better understanding. I like Philip as a preacher. Philip didn't go all over the Bible, if you will. He didn't go all over to the other side of the text. The Bible says he started right where he was and preached unto him Jesus. As he read the prophet Isaiah, he no doubt could identify with the person text, the eunuch that is. The eunuch could identify with the person in the text, but he was still kind of confused. You see, because as a eunuch, no doubt to some, he was half a man. Because of his status. He knew something about humiliation because he was looked upon with a frown by others who were pious. He knew something about being denied justice from other people because he was not like them because of his physical situation. He knew something about being cut off and wounded. Come on now. He naturally had some questions as to who was being discussed, and he may have felt drawn to whomever he was talking about. He was intrigued as he looked at the text and looked at his life, but God had another message for him. So Philip began right where he was and began to build a bridge that would lead him clearly to the next side and lead him clearly to understand who the text spoke about. You see, he needed some help, and so Philip again, he began right where he was to build that bridge. You see, he had been to worship, and so he began to build on that. He was reading God's word. He began to build on that. He had some serious questions. He began to build on that. And church, brothers and sisters, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, that's a good recipe for evangelism. That's one of our texts. Our task today is to do the very same thing. You know, we know folk right now who beat us to worship in their churches every week. We know folk right now who read their Bibles diligently every day. We know folk right now with serious questions. Why not build upon that? Our friends and brothers and sisters in the world, our friends in the world rather, they worship every week, build on that. They read their Bibles, build on that. They have questions, build a bridge on that. People who are really searching for God in their own life and even in their own church. We have to build on that. We have God's word. We have an understanding that God's word can be that bridge that will take them from their lost condition to a saved condition. But we have to be bold like Philip, and we have to follow God's word like Philip, and we have to assess the situation, see where they are, and build a bridge from where they are to the next place, from the uncertain position to a certain position, from a position of doubt to a fully made up position. You see, God's word, my friends, God's word is the bridge from any situation to a better situation, from darkness to light, from sin to salvation, from lost to found, from hell to heaven. The Bible says he began at the same scripture, met him where he was at the same scripture, and built that bridge leading to salvation. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, brothers and sisters, our job is to do the same thing today. Meet people where they are and build a bridge. The Bible said he stayed at the same scripture, started at the same scripture, and began to preach unto him Jesus. And then, you know, when we break down those barriers and we build those bridges, then people become believers. Did you hear what I said? When we break down those barriers and build bridges, then people become believers. This perhaps is my favorite part of the text. You see, after being taught, after being taught about Jesus, the death, burial, and resurrection, we know that's what he preached because of what the man requested. The Bible said he began at the same scripture, and he preached unto him Jesus. And verse 36 says, and as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? Now, how in the world can I say that he taught him about baptism? Because he asked about baptism. And we know that, again, Philip was a preacher of the gospel of Christ. And as a preacher, Philip knew some things about baptism. Philip knew that, first of all, baptism is a part of the gospel. Mark 16, 15 and 16, he knew that baptism was for the remission of sins. Acts chapter 2 and verse number 38. He knew that baptism was commanded by Jesus. Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. He even knew that baptism put one into Christ. Romans chapter 6 and verse number 3. He knew that with baptism you put on Christ. Galatians 3, 26 and 27. And he knew that baptism saves you right now. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 21. So Philip was a gospel preacher. And when you're a gospel preacher, you can't preach Jesus without preaching a baptism, because we know he told him something about baptism because it came from the eunuch's mouth. The eunuch said, see, here is water. And so we can safely infer that Philip taught him about baptism, because he asked the question, the eunuch asked the question, what must I do to be saved? Now let's go on here. Again, the eunuch asked the question. Now, how you read and understand the question will determine whether or not you understand what I'm saying really today. The Bible says again, now get this here. I'm going to read this in a few different versions. And as they went on their way, verse 36, they came to a certain water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doeth hinder me to be baptized? Another version says, now as they were going along the road, they came to some water. The eunuch said, look, there is water. What is to stop me from being baptized? And as another version says, and as they traveled down the road, they came to a place where there was some water, and the official said, here is water. What is to keep me from being baptized? One more version says, and as they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, look, see, here is water. What is to prevent me from being baptized? Now, again, when you consider the reason for Luke's writing, again, remember what Luke says in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance unto the captives and recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Now, here stands a man who has been cut off. He's been shunned. He's been set aside. The man who, because of his position and quite possibly his race, was kept a distance from the righteous Jews, a man who understood what it was like to be dismissed and rejected, a man because he was a eunuch, a man who needed somebody to identify with. He says, in essence here, what he's saying here, I believe, he's saying, here I am, I'm a eunuch. I can't go any further. Can God save me? Why can't I be saved? Can I be saved? Here's water. I'm in need. I'm somewhat of an outcast. Can I be saved? You know, how many people do we know that may feel like this unit did? I don't look from where you come from. I don't speak like you. But if you tell me that this, what you tell me about this Jesus is true, if it's true, he can save me. Two, the eunuch was an outcast to some. The eunuch was less of a man to some because of the fact that he had been emasculated and he wasn't perfect. He could only go so far. And so he asked the question, can this Jesus that you're talking to me about, can this Jesus save me too? You know, and so ask yourself the question, how many people do we know that are asking the question, can Jesus save me too? Oh, come on now. I'm a sinner. Can he save me too? I'm a wretch. Can he save someone like me? I'm a failure. Can he save someone like me? I'm a drunk. Can he save someone like me? I'm a dope addict. Can he save someone like me? I'm an alcoholic. Can he save someone like me? I'm struggling with my sexuality. Can he save someone like me? I'm broke. Can he save someone like me? I'm bankrupt. Can he save someone like me? I'm divorced. Can he save someone like me? I'm broken. Can he save someone like me? I'm handicapped. Can he save someone like me? I'm cut off. Can he save someone like me? So if you tell me, if what you tell me about this Jesus is true, can he save me? Oh, my friends, Jesus is the barrier breaker. Jesus is the bridge builder, and Jesus can help you become a believer today. That's the good news of the glorious gospel Jesus. This text demonstrates mostly that it's God's will that everybody can be saved, not just the ones that look like you or that are whole like you and live like you and think like you. God wants the gospel to spread to the uttermost parts of the earth. And so Philip answered the question. He said, if you believe with all your heart, doesn't matter who you are. If you believe with all your heart, doesn't matter where you came from. If you believe with all your heart, doesn't matter if you're not full or whole physically. It doesn't matter where you come from, what your job is. It doesn't matter. He said, if you believe with all thine heart, thou mayest. And the Bible says he commanded the chariot to stand still, but he answered and said, I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and he went down into the water, and he baptized him. Philip baptized the eunuch, and the Bible says again that when they both went down the water, and the Spirit of the Lord called away Philip, and the eunuch, the Bible said, saw him no more, but he went on his way rejoicing. He can now rejoice because God saved a sinner like him. Aren't you glad of that today? Aren't you glad? And it's our job today. It's our job today to break down some barriers, go across the color lines, go across the ethnic lines. It's our job to build bridges, find people where they are, find a way to build a bridge to where they are. And then that will help everybody become believers. And so, my friends, I appreciate your time once again tonight. as we went through this lesson, and we hope and pray that if perhaps there are questions, you'll reach out to Stevie B with a question. And if I can be of any assistance to you, if you're in the Philadelphia area, don't hesitate to reach out to me even on tonight. Listen, may God bless you. May God bless you real good.
You're listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show.
It ain't easy. No. Sometimes it gets hard down here, Lord. Sometimes it gets rough. So rough, so rough. Sometimes it gets tough for me. Has anybody been lonely all by yourself? Has anybody been sad, broken hearted and sad? Have you even been there? Cry on alone. I know it's hard, but what you need to do, you need to wait. God's gonna see you through if you wait, if you wait. Nightfall turns into day.
Trouble time will
You're listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for spending a little time with us this evening in the study of God's Word. I want to thank my special guest speaker in the first segment, C.W. Barris. What a preacher. What a preacher. That brother came with his own background music, too. I certainly appreciate the lesson that brother C.W. Barris gave us on the broadcast. Watchmen. What of the night? What a word from the Lord that was tonight. And also, I want to thank my co-host, Brother Lou Gilbert. He serves with the Overbrook Park Church of Christ there in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And he also gave us a message, breaking barriers, building bridges, becoming believers. Outstanding word from the Lord on this show tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, I certainly appreciate everyone who participated on the show this evening. What a blessing. What a blessing it is to be able to put these shows on midweek. It is my prayer that these lessons that were given this evening have been beneficial to your spiritual lives, and your relationship with the Lord has been strengthened, because you're not only tuning in this radio broadcast, but you've given yourself over to a study of God's Word. So until we meet again, I pray God's continual blessings upon your lives, and that he bless you real, real good. You've been listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show, and on behalf of my co-hosts Isa Mullins, Shauna Otis, and Lou Gilbert, we really do appreciate your love and support for these radio programs. I'm your host, Stephen R. Butler. Good night, everybody. God bless you.
You're listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show.
Our heart's desires must face the winds of doubt. Expecting things from above and wanting now. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. The spirit strong and grows from day to day. She flesh is weak and it calls me in praise. Worldly treasures take a hold of you. Will turn the wise man into fools. Down the narrow way and bump the slope hill of every day and don't look back. Don't let material things keep you from going away when he comes back. We know that a living life unsure is wasting time. You see, the Lord knows all and he will ease your mind. He's told us everything we have to do. Knock, the door will be open unto you. Down the narrow way and bump the slope hill of every day and don't look back. Don't let material things keep you from going away when he comes back.
know him every day and don't look back.
Jesus paid it all.
Don't let material things keep you from going away when he comes back. He's coming back for you. Stop to double it up, though. Stop to double it up, though. Stop. Walk down the narrow way and follow him every day and don't look back.
See, my Jesus paid it all.
Why not do you think
Jesus? Why not? Jesus
coming back for you.
He deserves
the love.
He deserves
the
love.
You've been listening to What a Word from the Lord radio show, episode 184.
Your blessing,